You're a protector. God's made you to be a protector. He's a protector and you're made in his image. So who are you protecting and how are you protecting them? Now, there's physical protection, and sometimes, you know, parents or grandparents protect in that very literal way. But then also, there's other kinds of protection. I think one of them that is so important is stopping gossip and slander. So making sure you don't do it, but then also when someone brings it to you, redirecting them. Just saying, hey, I don't think that's for my ears. Or have you talked to that person? Or hey, let's, you know, you shift the conversation in a subtle way or sometimes a direct way, but you're protecting other people. You're protecting unity. You're protecting people's reputations, their character. So protecting is something that God wants us to do, and there's people around that you need to protect. And so trust God to use you in that way. It takes courage. You might take a hit. It could be some sacrifices you make. But ultimately, you're laying something down to build someone up, and that's always good. So be a protector. Know who you're supposed to protect, how you protect them, and then enter into that kind of protection.